The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you.
My guest today is Anna Strock, and she is not only my coworker, but she's somebody that's putting together a really cool fundraiser that we're going to talk about today, and that is a fundraiser for Ukraine. Hello, Anna. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Johnny?
I'm doing fantastic. Tell me a little bit about the origin story of this this fundraiser, because obviously it takes a lot to put together any kind of fundraiser. It starts with an idea, though. So where did the idea come about?
The idea came about with seeing everything in the news that's happening. In particular, there was an article that happened at the hospital that was blown up, and there was a woman being carried away on the stretcher that was pregnant. And she was screaming, and unfortunately, shortly thereafter, she lost her baby, and then she lost her life there shortly after that. And that article really grabbed me. I became an aunt recently, and that just struck another chord that I could not ignore it anymore. And so I was trying to figure out different ways I could help. It started out with, like, I have these $5 earrings that I've been making for years, and I reached out to some businesses saying, hey, can I put these out somewhere? Just like put a box. And if people want it, they can just put it in and take them with them. But when I talked to Chalet at Local Poor, she said, well, let's take this to another level. Let's do an event, and I will donate 50% of all my profits from that day to whatever organization you pick. Then researching into different organizations that are able to really make an impact, that took a while because there's so many people doing so many good causes.
Right.
But it was really important to me to focus on Ukraine and to try and narrow it down, and with, you know, however much money I make, to make a difference. So I talked with a bunch of my friends and researched and decided on World Central Kitchen. So that's what we're fundraising for. So that's how the idea came about. And also something that really struck with me is that we are living through a significant part in history, and a tragic part of that. And with my niece and nephew having been born recently, they are born at this time, but they aren't going to remember it.
Right.
And when they ask me 10 years from now, well, Auntie Anna, how did you help when this happened? How did you react?
Sure.
I want to be able to tell them I did something. I don't want, I just can't imagine telling them that I didn't help.
Right.
And so there's almost a guilt in that way of, we are very privileged to live here and to be away from it. And I needed to do something.
No, I love that. And, you know, we're thousands of miles away, but like you said, you can't get away from seeing the devastation and what's happening to people halfway across the world. And it's something. Yeah, you're right. You look at it and you think about what you saw when you were looking at your history books when you were in school, and you saw all these different things from time. But yeah, this is happening now. And there's ways that people can help. So tell me a little bit more about World Central Kitchen, because I've seen other things about it a little bit in the news here and there. But if you got a little bit more background on what they do and how they're able to help people in Ukraine and really all around the world. But what are they doing right now?
Yeah, so I'm specifically focusing on Ukraine since you're able to donate directly to that cause.
Sure.
And so from within the first 24 hours of the full on invasion into Ukraine, they were there. They were in Warsaw in Poland. They're providing meals for refugees, and they have been there every day since. They are reaching over 230 cities and towns. They serve hundreds of meals a day. as well as they are making grocery kits for people that, you know, your house got blown up, you've evacuated, you have nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is their lifeline to be able to eat and have some sense of normalcy, as well as, you know, basic survival. And they have people driving trucks to go and distribute these at different places. They're helping people on the front lines, like they're distributing them at bomb shelters, mm-hmm. hospitals, churches, seniors who can't get out of their homes, people who, you know, are trying to leave but can't, and different. They're also at a lot of different evacuation points, which again started in Warsaw.
Yeah, it's a really cool organization. Yeah, definitely encourage people to go look them up if you have a chance and learn more about them. Because, yeah, like you said, a really great organization that's there right when it's happening, helping people and having a good cooked meal, especially when your home is being pretty much taken away from you and you're being moved at a moment's notice. It's crazy, but they're able to help. So let's talk about now back home right here in Southwest Michigan, how you're helping with this people in Ukraine as well as World Central Kitchen. Tell me a little bit more about this event that is coming up here on the 26th.
So while this event is for a really good cause, it should also be a really good time and on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. So really, what plans do we have on Thursdays anyway? So at Local Pour, they feature all different Michigan-made alcohols, wine, cider, beer, spirits. So they will be serving that and donating half of the profits from that.
Oh, wow.
As well as I've contacted a lot of my friends. I've been a pretty big part in the art world around here. And so while we aren't doing a full-scale art fair or anything like that, if they aren't able to attend, several of them are donating a number of pieces, just small pieces that, you know, are functional, cute, make good gifts, aren't too expensive, that allow you to, you know, give just a little bit more, but sure, also get something out of it. So we're going to have night lights that are sunflowers. We are going to have jewelry. We're going to have some glass flowers, some mugs. Like, we're going to have an assortment there where just about all the profits are going to go directly to World Central Kitchen.
Fantastic.
And then also, you know, they don't have food there. And to make it so you can have a little fun a little bit longer, we're also doing a bake sale.
Nice.
So that, and again, 100% of that is going to be going directly to World Central Kitchen. Ideally, if people can come with cash, we aren't running the money through the business directly. And so just trying to, it's a little easier to just have cash.
Yeah, definitely.
But
yeah.
Can do credit cards and everything, just keeping track of it all.
Absolutely. That's going to be a big help. So bring cash. Okay. Live music. Nice.
Yeah. And that's another local guy. His name is Ed Squirtle. He played at the Buck quite a bit. And so he'll be there. And they also have a beautiful outdoor porch there that, with this weather we've been having lately, is just going to be so nice.
That's fantastic. And then, like you said, there's all kinds of different beverages on tap for people to enjoy. Also, there's another special one that really has a good tie-in with all of this as well, from the Livery. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the Livery just tapped into one of their kegs, one of their barrels, and it's called Maltiv Cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
The symbolic gesture behind the name comes from the act of Pravada Brewing closing operations mm-hmm. in order to make Maltiv cocktails to help fight off Russian invasion of Ukraine. It's one of the few true breweries that's in Ukraine.
Yeah, pretty cool story behind that. So that's going to be cool. So that'll be on tap, a bake sale, music, art. Are you going to be selling your earrings that you mentioned earlier?
I am. And, you know, there are some fun ones with those earrings, like $5 earrings. You get an assortment of ones for cute outfits at work. But I also have like birds and turtles and chickens and really quite an assortment.
That's
cool.
You
know, I've had some cows jumping over the moon because we really want something fun.
Very nice. So again, it's May 26th at Local Pour, right there in Sawyer, off Redero Highway. And that's from 5 to 8, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. And Anna, where can we go to find more information if we want to, you know, kind of you know, if we missed anything or want to know a little bit more about some of the stuff and some of the things that you're doing for this fundraiser for Ukraine, where can we go and find some of that stuff?
Yeah. So on Local Pour's Facebook page, there's an event there and would love to have you go and share it or mark going to. And even if you aren't able to attend, sharing that to pass along to your friends is really helpful. Or if you want to give to the organization, but don't feel like attending, don't do that through us. They accept donations all the time. So go ahead to their website and donate there.
Absolutely. I love this idea. Great idea. And like you said, you brought some friends along together to make it all work. It's our little Southwest Michigan community helping communities right halfway across the world, which is a pretty awesome thing. But Anna, thank you for putting this all together. I know it was probably a lot of work to come up with a fundraiser like this, but thank you also for taking some time to chat with me about it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for helping me do a good part in history here, because that's what we're living through here. This is going to be in the history books. Let's make our kids and our families proud when they look back on us.
That's awesome. Maybe you'll end up in that history book in some way. Awesome. Well, let's hope so. Well, thank you again.
All right. Thank you so much.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.